Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited to welcome you to the third edition and episode of Tori Tips on Real Estate Investments. Like we said before, this edition is such a very special edition. It is one you're going to love so much. Aside having such wonderful topic to discuss today, we have a very big surprise for you. Like we said before, I'm sure by now the cat is already out of the bag and you know that we are having Mr. Joseph Okong Achibong, a professional real estate consultant and a customer service personnel. I mean, he's so good at what he does. He's a professional. You know, when we talked about, you know, getting professionals into the show to talk to you, you know, one of those professionals we talked about that you need to consult to make the right decision in your real estate investment. Joseph Achibong, good day, sir.
Yeah, good day, good day. It's very wonderful to have me here in this talk show. And I promise it's going to be so exciting, educative, and very informative. So thanks and welcome our beautiful listeners. So thank you.
All right. So like I said, today promises to be absolutely amazing on this episode. We have a very beautiful topic we're discussing today, and we're going to have a professional, you know, consultant and customer service personnel, you know, to throw more light on the issues on ground. Now, this issue is very, very, you know, important because it's something you actually really don't want to miss. You know, if you get this right, you know, your decision making in terms of real estate investment is going to be flawless, okay? Now, this is something we specifically and, you know, carved out because it has been an issue to a lot of people. You know, once we list out all these, you know, issues, just take note of them and try to avoid them, okay? And then your journey is just going to be a very sleek one, okay?
Yeah.
So the topic we have for you today is common mistakes people make in real estate investments. Mr. Joseph, you know, the real estate industry nowadays, you see a lot of people trying to make, of course, the choice to make a real estate investment is an actually very beautiful one. But you see, over the years, we found out that a lot of people get overly excited about, you know, making the investment. Of course, it's a nice one, but they just jump right into it without, you know, doing due diligence to needs to be done. So we'd like you to, like, throw more light on some of the issues, you know, facing the real estate industry. You know, you can list some points, so, you know, we can just let these people know what exactly they should try and avoid as much as they can. So please, can we have you, sir?
All right, so thank you, Mr. Kingsley, and thank you once again, our beautiful listeners. Well, you know, when it comes to real estate investment, there are a whole lot of factors that needs to be considered before actually venturing into the investment part of it. You know, because most persons just rush into deals. So I'll just give few points. So the first one would be rushing into a deal. You know, Mr. Kingsley, this is very important. The real estate investment is not a one naira deal. It's not a one kobo deal. So you just can't wake up to get into an investment. A lot of persons make these mistakes because if you don't plan well, you rather the end part of it will rush you into mistakes.
That's very
now true. Looking at rushing into a deal,
just
like our stock exchange, for instance, now there are people that the forex traders and all of that, you just don't wake up to trade on anything, okay?
Because so
this, because without having an understanding, these are commodities, right? In terms of forex, these are commodities, and you need to study the market. Without a proper understanding of the market, you can't trade.
Very true.
This is the same thing that happens in investment. People just wake up, they say, oh, fine, I think this is a trend. Everybody wants to be an investor, everybody wants to invest. But the question comes, why do you want to invest? This takes you to rushing into a deal, because it looks like it's not a deal that you just invest this second. and the next minute you get your return.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so people need to take this into consideration. Rushing into a deal, it is very, very important. You need to take your time. There are so many things that need to be looked out for.
Yeah.
Okay, because this will affect the output at the end of the investment.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
That's very, in fact, you know, this particular point you just discussed, in fact, just most recently, I had, you know, someone come to me, you know, with issues, like someone, he met someone who had an attractive deal for him. So he thought that, man, this deal is so attractive, I need to just jump right into it. You know, he didn't do due diligence. He did not even call. He had someone like me. He didn't even call.
You can imagine.
You know, so he just went ahead and, you know, he asked one or two questions to same person that introduced it to him.
Without even consulting.
Do you understand? He just went ahead, paid, and then all of a sudden, you know, he went to the land, he wanted the fence up, and then someone pops up from nowhere and what are you doing in my in my plot? You know, he came the next day, he saw that the fence, the whole fence job he had done was had been demolished. And of course, you can't argue what you don't even understand. That's so the man came with the original documents of the papers.
You can imagine.
Do you understand?
These are the common mistakes people make.
Common mistakes. He just rushed into the deal without. I mean, this is a very, very valid point. Yeah, so my people, you can hear this.
Yeah.
So Mr. Joseph, thanks for that very point. Very please give us more.
The second one, very quickly, would be ignoring paperwork. Do you know, Mr. Kingsley?
Very true.
This is very vital, very crucial.
Mm.
Okay. Now imagine that you want to buy a new car, okay, and you just walked up to a car stand, all right? Okay, take for instance, it's a Chevrolet company, all right? And one of, or a Mercedes company, and I just walked up to a Mercedes shop or outlet, and I want to purchase the new ML350.
Oh my god!
And I just pay the money, and they tell me, can you go with the car? Without the receipts, you can imagine. This is it looks suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
because a minute drive with that car would mean that the road safety would interrogate me.
Definitely.
Where did you get this car from? Where are the documents for these cars?
Definitely.
Okay. So land investment, real estate investment, people need to take into consideration the paperwork.
Yeah.
Now, do you know that people fail to recognize that there are agencies and authorities that needs to be consulted before
venturing into this, this very, very key. Like they don't even have the information.
Yes, and this is bad. That is why this platform, why the Tory gist on real estate investments is very important. This message has to be spread to everyone. People have to come into this platform to get to know this knowledge.
I'm telling you,
because I tell you, any movie a little while from now, real estate investment is going to be an imagine Dubai. Okay, Dubai years back, Nigeria was better than Dubai, but because of the understanding of the investment part of the real estate, Dubai is a very beautiful place.
Actually, the leading real
everybody
estate
wants
business.
To be there.
I'm telling you.
And trust me, we were in Dubai last month.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went towards that was at Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that project is absolutely amazing.
If you see what is happening
over there, by
over what's happening in Burj Khalifa,
festive period.
Ah, man.
I mean, you see the kind of money those guys make there.
Because you know, these people know what they are doing.
They understand.
Every model they are showing you, every prospect, whatever they are showing you, they are telling you, come, this is how this is going to be. This is the paperwork. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to know. They educate you.
They educate you properly.
So you know on what you are going in for.
That's
so people should really look into this, Mr. Kingsley.
Seriously, yeah. Mr. Joseph. I mean, this point is very, very valid. You see, the major challenge people face is they don't have the right information. They don't have the, and you see, our developers and agents, please try to sensitize these people.
Yes.
Please, it is very, very important. Because, I mean, the kind of money people invest in real estate is not a one kobo kind of thing, you know. So you don't just expect them to put that money in and, you know, they don't do due diligence and they don't know. I mean, people could actually commit suicide for this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So please, people on your own end, please try to, you know, take your documentation very, very seriously. Do not ignore paperwork for any reason. In fact, the paperwork comes in stages. In fact, from the onset, you need to do your research properly, you know, and just see the papers of the land and make sure they are legit, you know. Then after payment, please take the document of those things to the relevant bodies for regularization, okay? So you don't have issues. We really do care about you, Ontori. That is why we're saying all this. Yeah. So, Mr. Joseph, please, let's ride on to another, point.
Very quickly, the third one would be failing to research about the property.
Absolutely.
Now, failing to research about the property would land you to, would take you back to the two points we just mentioned.
Yes.
Okay. Ignoring paperwork and rushing into a deal. If you fail to research about what you are going in for, trust me, you will make a whole lot of mistakes.
That's very true.
Nobody would want to buy a property. Maybe you start building or you just got a property, you moved in and you're sleeping, and the next moment you hear that your dad property you bought has been marked for demolition.
You see? Very, very true.
So people need to take this into consideration. What I'm buying, the property I'm going in for, the investment I'm going in for, have I made proper research about this? It takes you nothing. If you want to bring out a 500, 450, 45 million naira for a property, it takes you nothing to go into research about this property.
Very, very key. That's like one of the most important thing people need to consider, you know.
Of course.
Before bringing out your money to put into any kind of real estate deal, see, doing due diligence means doing a proper research about this property you want to put your money into. Yeah. We keep mentioning this many times. Yeah. It is very, very key, Mr.
Very
Joseph.
Key.
I mean, that's a very, very key point. Yeah. Seriously. Very, very key point.
Yeah. So the next one would be, you know, underestimating the cost, all right, of development and researching on all hidden charges like your tax and every other crucial information. Now, for instance, okay, people make these mistakes. Now, last 2 weeks, I ran into a friend of mine, okay, he's actually new into this investment.
Yes.
He got a property with one company, which one firm, I'm not going to mention their name, and they never told him about some charges that needs to be done, like the sundry charges, infrastructure, and all of that. So he bought the property, and next thing he made the full payment, okay, of the property. So the next thing was for him to move into sites to start building.
Yeah,
that is where there was an issue. He called me, oh hello Mr. Joe, please, where are you? I need you to come down to Susu, please. I need to deal with these people. I was like, calm down, chief. And so when I rushed to the site, he explained everything, and I asked him this question: did you ask them if there are other hidden charges that you need to know?
That's true.
He said no, that they were supposed to have told him.
Lack of information. That's it.
Meaning that if he had made proper research, like I said earlier, he would know that there should be hidden charges.
Yeah.
Yes, and I also blame the firm too, which I'm not going to mention their name. They are actually supposed to, because the client brings a huge amount of money, take your time to let him know what he's going into.
Explain to him what is there.
Explain to him, let him know there's some charges. Let him know that there are sundry charges. Let him know the infrastructure fees. Let him know what he needs to do before he starts building.
That's very true.
He just can't buy the property and enjoy like... There are things he needs to pay down for.
Yes.
So this is very important.
Which he will factor into the development cost.
Yes, the development cost, which is very, very necessary. Very important.
That's very true. In fact, I have come across a lot of things like this. You know, people just you buy a land and then you just, you know, factor in the money you use for your development without putting in all this. Of course, you need to pay tax, okay? There are other bills you need to pay. I mean, this is very, very key point. So people take note of this. I mean, Mr. Joseph has just said it's a very, very key point. Take key note of that. You need to find out all the ask questions to find out exactly what you need to do. So Mr. Joseph, thanks for that very valid point.
The next one I would say, blindly trusting others.
Yes.
Now this is very important.
Very true.
Now because you have a brother, you have a sister who is into this investment, and you feel that every information he or she tells you is what you should work with. You need a personal development on your own. You need to do your personal research. All your trust, everything you have to do let me put it this way: people would give you a 50% information, but what you need would be okay, you need like 40% information or trust from people.
The rest of it,
60% should be yours.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The rest of the 60% should be yours. Mm. Because this issue of, oh, I have a brother, this guy is good, I know him, I trust him so much on this investment. I know he's gonna do the best. I know he's gonna give me the best deal. I know he's gonna give me the best advice. Yes, I know you trust him, but can you take your own time to also find out if what he told you are true? Who knows, he might want to have a personal interest on it. So, but we are not saying that he's going to have a personal interest. But what we're saying is that you need to do your own research and findings personally before you finally trust on those informations given out by your loved ones.
Exactly. I mean, that is absolutely a valid point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely a very, very valid point. I mean, you don't just trust anybody. You don't just trust anybody simply because you know them.
Yes,
see, this life is nobody that is your brother. Oh.
Yes.
You see, when it comes to money, money has a really, really bad spirit. And when people, you know, see that they want to make money out of something, they really do not care. They don't give a heck about you.
Yeah.
So you need to be very, very careful the way you trust people, especially in real estate investment. So take note of that point. Thank you very much, Mr. Joseph.
Yeah, yeah.
So please, can we move ahead?
The next one I would say is not factoring risks. Okay,
absolutely.
This is very important.
Absolutely.
Mr. Kingsley, to be honest with you, there is no investment that has no risks.
Absolutely.
To be honest, because I can't just come here and give you all the sweet mouth about real estate investment.
True.
I have to tell you that there are some risks involved.
Definitely.
Okay, and now, but the risks involved would now be dependent on the information, the pre-information you had.
Absolutely.
Okay, and how you are willing to tackle it before getting into this investment. All right. Now, now you know, you hear some people say, "I don't like a Honda product.
Yeah.
I cannot get a Honda product." There is a reason why that person said so. Okay. Everybody has different options and different opinions.
Yes.
Now, buying a Honda, there is a risk for it.
Yes.
There is no product to buy out there. Even a Mercedes-Benz, there is a risk to it.
Definitely.
Every product, whatever you use in life, has a risk.
Yes.
So you need to understand that there is risks in real estate investment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important factor, because if you understand the risks involved, trust me, in no distant time, you'll be a cool deal tycoon when it comes to real estate investment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very, very valid point. I mean, see, think about it. There is nothing you do in terms of see, the most wealthy people I know, I mean, check the world richest people. These people are people who they are not afraid of taking risk, okay? And see, before you do any investment, you need to consider the risk factor in that investment. And you must figure out ways to, you know, tackle those risks. And I mean, you must be ready for anything. So you should also know that the real estate industry and investment is not such a rosy venture that you just come into and everything just goes. But one thing you should be sure about is, if you get it right, I mean, that's an absolutely wonderful investment that you would never regret. So I mean, thank you very much, Mr. Joseph. This is a very, very valid point.
The next beautiful one I would want to share with our listeners today would be not having an investment advisor
Absolutely.
Or consultant for professional advice.
I mean, sir, please let me come in. I mean, you see, you're just in the spirit. I feel like hugging you right now.
See,
I keep mentioning, if you listen to our other episode, I keep hammering on this very factor.
Very
this
true.
Is very, very important,
important.
Honestly. I mean,
very,
just
very
tell
important.
Us something about
it. Yeah. Now, just like every family has a family doctor.
Yes.
That he or she or the family trusts on that family doctor. Okay. For the advice, if there's any surgery to be carried out, if there's anything to be done, the family doctor has the final say. Say, okay, sir, okay, ma, this is what I feel professionally would be fit for this situation.
Yes.
Now, you have a whole lot of trained and professionals in this field. A real estate investment is not an investment you go deal with an outside agent, or you feel so trusted with someone who doesn't have a full understanding of investment.
Absolutely.
All right. When I mean, the input and output of this has to be taken into consideration. Now, what I mean is that, take for instance, I want to get to buy, say, a five bedroom
a 5-bedroom detached duplex, for instance, right? And I say, okay, fine. I just want to get to an environment I have no knowledge of. Mm-hmm. I want to, because I love the colors, because I love the outlook or the way the estate looks, okay? And I feel that this is safe. No, this isn't safe, okay? Now, what you need to know is that a professional has to be on the lookout for you. A professional has to check a whole lot of things for you. So you need to understand that you need a professional in this very investment part of it, okay? So this is very important. You have to take this into consideration.
I mean, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true, you know. You need to have someone who gives you professional advice on this kind of investment. If you don't have them, honestly, there's just one thing that is very, very key. The thing is, you're just going to make mistakes. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You're going to make mistakes. So you need a professional advisor, you know, to give you, you know, the right advice on the things you need to know. You know, so I mean, that's absolutely a very, very valid point. So true. Thank you very much, Mr. Joseph. So please, can you...
Okay, so lastly,
yes.
On the show today would be doing everything on your own.
Absolutely.
The investment part of it that you are going into, trust me, at the initial stage which you had a professional look into most of the advice for you, trust me, very soon or later on the part of the deal, you would be the one that would own you would be the advisor of yourself. So at this point, you need to start learning, just like a toddler learns how to crawl before walking. Okay, whatever steps and advices you are getting from your professional, you need to train yourself also to know that one day I'm going to be an advisor, I'm going to be a professional too on my own. So everything that you need to learn, okay, about, you need to go for professional classes, professional certifications too, for you to get more skills and be an expertise in this field. So doing everything on your own, as the points I just mentioned, is very, very important. So viewers and listeners out there, I would say take into consideration carefully all the points that we have discussed today. I promise you it is going to be interactive, it's going to be educative, trust me it is. So I know this is really going to help everyone. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Mr. Kingsley, today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Joseph. I mean, this is an amazing one. I mean, all these points are very, very valid. I really learned a lot personally, and I know our listeners, I mean, I know you guys are fired up right now. So it is right, you know, taking note of all these points that has been discussed. These points are actually very valid. Take note of them. As long as you have made a decision to do a real estate investment, please take note of these points. They are very, very valid, and they will help you. Please do not hesitate to communicate us for any questions you have. Go on our Instagram handle at Tori_tip_show, please, to give us all the information. On the artwork of this very episode, you can find our Instagram handle, both myself and Mr. Joseph, Kings_Agu, and at Joseph Okong. Please, you can communicate us for any form of questions you have, and all will be so glad to give you, you know, assistance. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed the show today. So until we come your way on the next episode, I remain your host, Kingsley Agu, on the Tori Tip Show. Thank you, and have a beautiful day.
All right, thank you. So see you next time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joseph.
Thank you.
All right.